And way out in the country, they had it shingled with a branch. Mm-hmm. Little sticky woody branch fall off the tree. House be covered with that. Put moss all on top of it.
I've never seen that. Was it very common out in the country?
It was very comfortable.
Was it very common?
Oh, yeah. Common, and it was quite a sight, too. And comfortable along with it, believe it or not. There are big fireplaces and nice fire going. You could see the light through the cracks like that. But you was warm and comfortable. Had on your coat and your long underwear and long stockings and everything. Big shoes, caps that children would have, that older people would have their head ties and their pipes. And those are smoke that keep up. And it was just jolly. It was just nice. Plenty to eat, hot coffee on the right there, warm baked potatoes, and a peanuts being parched and such as roasted corn. Then when it comes to cooking in the kitchen, the old-fashioned kitchen with the window that you open out, it would hook nothing but a wooden window. You open that window to cook, the wind was blowing in the window, and the good food was smelling honey. We was waiting around for it to be fixed. Fix the bread up on top of the stove, the old-fashioned flour hoe cake, and the corn griddles. That'll be smelling the grease. The hog meat would be stewings, bacon, whatever, what have you. Boy, that was good. It's good living.
What was the corn griddles?
That's the cornbread meat on top of the stove and fried. And you turn them over and over, and they cook, you take them and put them on a platter into a big bread pan, like this big old bread pans like this, long and wide. Some would be the old fashioned thick glass, and some would be the tin pans, and it's such a big old plate. You drink your coffee out of whatever you had to drink, milk or coffee, whatever, out of a tin cup, old tins. Now you can find them occasionally in these surplus stores still, but most in general they offer the market in the big stores.
Does anyone still have a house like that?
Oh yeah, some parts out in the country, yeah. Some places right there in Ames and I could take you. And we'll have some houses like that out in Anniwek. Anniwek.
Where's that?
That's out here going on the other side of Finette. Going out towards Port Baldwin along in there, please. And some place like that in Crosby, Texas. And some place like that still way out in Liberty, Texas. But you won't find too many of them, but there are a few. Then we have some up right here in Vernon, Texas. I didn't see them. There are Annabee. Them little houses like that still. Say, look at that. Annabee's in a how can anybody that spells up? She's still asleep. How can anybody live comfortable? I said, well, honey, I can tell you that can be comfortable living right there. And you can see the smoke coming out of the pipe on the, some of them don't have the brick chimney. They have this galvanized, like to put over a hot water heater, you know, where they only be bigger. About this big around. Boy, smoke be just a boiling hot. They in there cooking up a breeze or heating up.
The things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off on some houses, you call that?
We call that a drain or a little creek.
And say if you have a house and an L, the place where they come together. Up on the roof, the low place. You call that?
That would be an L shape, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Some are L shapes, some are T shapes.
Do you ever hear it called a valley or alley of a roof?
Valley or the alley of the roof? No. The alley of the land, I've heard of alleys of the land. No, I haven't heard of the alley of the roof, not the valley.